Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
A couple of months ago, I suggested we run a bit of a heist, and Jess, you actually came up with the grand plan. So I was like, I had the idea. I wanted to get something, and you were like, let's map this out. We want to, like, you know, everyone wants to, like, you know, deceive somebody, fool somebody, but you want it to be harmless. You don't want to do an actual crime.
Of course.
And last year I tried to get you nominated as Geelong's cutest baby.
You did post a picture of me after a chicken wing eating contest where I had thrown up.
Yes.
And surprisingly, the people running this competition were like, oh, that's not a baby.
That's an adult.
So I thought this year, let's go a bit more undercover. Let's put in an application. But with this application, let's actually submit a photo of me as a baby.
Yeah, and we used AI to get a genuine photo of you as a baby from the 90s, from 1991, and we're like, make it look like it's in 2025.
And you submitted me for the 2+ category.
Which is not a lie.
It's not a lie.
I have not lied.
I am definitely over 2.
Yeah, I have not lied in any part of this entry. And we talked about it on the show as we were submitting you, and it was like, the whole fun is we're letting you in on this. Don't spoil it.
We asked all of you to just zip your lip.
Shush.
Be in on this with us.
Shut it.
And hopefully we can get this over the line.
Because all the things I put in the entry was like, she cries a lot. She's a lot of work. Since she's come into my life, things have been more challenging. All of it is true. And again,
all of it's true.
I put you in the 2+ category. 2+, 32, 34.
That's it.
The only thing that's kind of relevant is that you are currently growing a baby inside of you.
Yes.
But your baby will be technically eligible next year in 2026. Yeah. So we were like, 2025, let's see if we can get Jess there. Because once you, if you got officially nominated, then it was just a vote. Like, there's a photo on the website, vote. And we were like, let's just pile on the votes. Jess, you could genuinely win this. And you win a photo shoot, like a baby photo shoot, like you in a wicker basket with flowers.
Incredible.
And we saw a couple of weeks ago, you brought it, that you'd seen a state-based version of this.
And so I thought we'd skipped Geelong altogether.
You thought you'd miss regionals.
Yeah.
But there was no confirmation. You just found that Victoria as a state was also looking for the cutest baby.
And I wasn't on that list.
No. Well, Jess, I got an email yesterday from the people that run this competition. Hi there. You were waiting, and now we can officially say the finalists for the cutest baby competition have been announced. Click here to see whether you've made the bub list. And
oh my God.
And I see a link, and I'm like, oh my God. So I am scrolling. I get to the 2+ category, and I had the photo on my desktop, so I was like, I know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. This is exactly what we were hoping didn't happen, and we didn't get nominated again.
I'm so excited.
You are such an ugly baby. they can't accept.
Maybe they listened to the show. Had you considered that?
I highly doubt
We're the number one show in Geelong and the Surf Coast.
I highly doubt it.
There's every chance someone from the competition was listening.
I don't think that we were ratted out by people that have been listening, and thank you for coming along for the journey, because I don't think this isn't a kennel and dogs don't run through
so
here.
So true.
So there's, I don't see any.
We wouldn't allow any dogs to listen to this show.
No doggery. I just think maybe, and I feel like I'm more safe to say this because it's an AI version of a photo of you.
Yeah.
It's just an ugly baby.
Fair enough.
And we're this is the rare time where we can say that baby's ugly because that baby technically isn't real.
I mean, I don't want to brag, but I did win baby competitions back in the day. So,
like you were like a baby model?
Yes.
Of course you were.
I still have some sashes.
I bet they don't fit. So another,
more like a necklace now.
Well, maybe next year we just submit your actual baby, and we're in with a chance.
Yeah, but like, see, next year the competition's going to be like, Kazi, we know that surname. There's another fake in the list.
No, we'll do a fake name. Fake name, real baby. So instead, because we've been doing fake baby, real name.
Right.
We need to flip it, real baby, fake name.
Yeah.
So next year the heist will be about coming up with a foolproof name for the real baby. And honestly, if they don't for the third year in a row accept our nomination for the cutest baby, I think there might be some bias.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm feeling.
I mean, it was fun. Like, this is how I imagine the Ocean's movies all finished. All those heists.
We didn't win, but we found friendship along the way.
Oh, boy.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I think I'm going to reveal a bit much about myself now because I'm going to tell you about a trend.
Sorry, have we? Oh, no. Have we had the quiet, reserved Jess? You just keep it so close to your chest. We never know what's going on in your life.
It was, I want to talk about something I've seen on my TikTok feed. So this has been coming up on my algorithm.
Sorry, the TikTok ban must be going well.
Yeah. That was lifted a while ago.
Okay, sorry.
And so this trend I've been seeing is, okay, so I'm going to ask you a question and then you have to answer this question for me, okay?
All right.
So imagine you've got...
Do I need to close my eyes for this?
No. Just hold up your hand, right? You've got five fingers.
Yep.
Each of those fingers can hold a different liquid, right? An endless amount of whatever liquid you choose.
Oh, so if I suck on it, it's just like...
Well, you don't have to necessarily suck on it.
Uh-oh.
But you can.
Okay, thanks.
So we were having this conversation last night with my husband because it came up on my TikTok. And I said, okay, what five liquids would you choose? And he was... Ooh. His first two were spring water from a glacier... That's perfectly chilled every time. And so that's just on his
Nah, that's so good.
Ready, on tap, whatever. Yeah, okay. And his second one was milk. Full cream.
Full cream?
Full cream.
Not even A2?
Milk. Full cream cow's milk. He's like, milk's expensive. And I was like, of all the things you could choose, like, what would you be choosing for your fingers?
All right.
Any liquid.
Any liquids. I definitely, like, on my thumb, I'm assigning that to, like, yeah, glacier level. Beautiful water.
Yeah.
It's like always ever hydrating, like incredible for
you. You need to fill up your drink bottle? Here it is.
Yeah. Psh, boom.
Yeah.
Pointer finger. I'm probably going to go with like a rehydration one.
Oh,
so
right.
Like whether it's like a Hydralyte or something that's
Powerade.
Yeah. Like something that's going to fill me. Like if I'm unwell, I'd like to have that.
Yeah.
Now let's get to the fun.
Oh, here we go.
Pepsi Max.
Oh.
That's my middle finger because I want to drop that middle finger and Pepsi Max be flowing out of it. And I will have my ring finger. That's going to be a specific flavor of peach kombucha.
Wow.
Which I could just consume. And it's good. It's got probiotics. It's good for your gut.
Yeah.
Pinky finger. Ooh, cheeky. That is rum. That is rum. Spiced rum. But it's mixed in with ginger ale and lime. So it's like, it's called a dark and cloudy or
it's
a dark
always
and
ready to go.
Always ready to go. Now, I keep that pinky is holstered a lot. But, hang on. Can I take away my hydrating finger?
Yeah.
Olive oil. I'm bringing olive oil in.
Well, see, this
That's
is the
so
thing.
Expensive.
You've done almost exactly what my husband did, which was you've picked five liquids that you can consume. Whereas number one, petrol, my friend.
Yeah.
Free petrol on tap for my car. And so as soon as I said petrol, my husband went, oh, well, I guess I'll put liquid gold in my other finger.
You could have. You could have.
Absolutely, you could have. You chose milk, sir.
Right.
You chose milk.
I mean, ocean water would have been a choice. I can't drink it. Excellent. Yeah, olive oil and petrol are probably good. Maybe, now I don't want to get rid of... I can't get rid of water to get petrol. But that would save me a lot of money.
I mean, you also said, what, peach?
Peach kombucha.
Yeah.
I'm not getting rid of peach kombucha.
You can drop your kombucha.
I would rather that
for
than
petrol.
Unlimited fuel for the rest of my life. Because here's the thing. What if I go from unleaded 98 to diesel?
That's true.
What if I end up buying an electric vehicle one day? Do you have anything that I've missed there that you think would be an obvious one other than fuel?
I mean, fuel was my go-to.
It must be nice to think about the economy like that.
When my husband said liquid gold, that one also piqued my interest.
But that's boiling. So that's dangerous. Like you'd have to have a...
Having tubes and pipes of unlimited liquids in your fingers is not exactly not dangerous.
Oh, well, when you put it like that, that's a fun game. Yeah. Can I have the other five fingers too? And then we'll add the fuel in. They can just be all, like, it could be unleaded 91, LPG, diesel, you know, that...
You can open up a petrol station, aren't you?
E10, you know, for those weird cars.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, Jeff Bezos.
Amazon's man.
Yes.
The big boy.
The Amazon daddy.
That is not his official title. CEO.
I prefer daddy.
I know you do.
He is getting married, I believe this week, over in...
Low key, I assume.
Very low key.
One of the richest people on the planet. Pretty chill. Probably just like maybe a celebrant at a courthouse. You know?
You know him too well.
Yeah.
No, he's actually pretty much purchased all of Venice.
That'll do it. That will do it. Unlike him, but yeah, sure.
The people of Venice, not so happy about this. They've been protesting this week, saying if you can buy the island, go somewhere else.
Right.
They don't want him there. But him and Lauren Sanchez, they have invited 200 high-profile guests, including the likes of Orlando Bloom, Kim Kardashian, even Ivanka Trump. Lots of big names on this list. Essentially, all of these big guests, it's like who's who of rich people around the world.
Famous people, yeah, I imagine.
And Jeff and his beautiful partner Lauren have suggested, actually strongly advised guests, they've explicitly been asked not to bring gifts.
Well, I think that's fair because what can you get one of the richest people on the planet? Mm-hmm. Like, imagine you go, oh, man, do we get him a yacht? Nah, just a boat should be fine. I think a boat would be fine. Nah, we probably should do a yacht. You know, the meal's going to be pretty big.
Like, a bit of their invitation leaked online, and it said, please do not bring gifts. Instead, the couple will be donating on the guest's behalf to different organizations.
Like in charities.
Charities.
I like that. I like that.
And look, I thought it was pretty, like a pretty ballsy thing to do because usually weddings are like, the typical thing these days is like, oh, you know, thank you so much for your presence. Also, if you'd like to donate to our little honeymoon fund, please give us cash.
And it's an unspoken thing. And I love it. Some people have registries.
Yeah.
If that's what you're into, sure. But yeah, like you don't, even if you don't exclusively say it anywhere, there will be a glass box on a table somewhere.
Yeah.
And
Thank you so much for coming. How much cash did you give me?
Jeez.
But I thought it's really interesting, and not just for weddings, but birthdays, baby showers, you know, housewarmings.
Sure.
When someone tells you, like, don't bring a gift, what do you bring?
To a wedding or just in general? Like, I'm going out to someone's place for dinner and they said, don't bring a thing.
Well, I think gifting-wise in general, right? So, like, if you go to an event and it's typically an event where you would give a gift.
Okay.
If that person inviting you says, don't bring a gift.
Oh, no, I got this. I almost don't want to say. That's too smart.
Really?
I'm too good for this. I'm too thoughtful and considerate. Suckers like you couldn't keep up with genuinely lovely blokes like me.
What would you do then?
Handmade cookies.
Cute. You're going to show up to Jeff Bezos' wedding. One of the most richest people on the planet. Here's some chocolate chip cookies I made for you, Jeff. Happy wedding day.
I know. Bask in my glory. There is not many thinkers like I. I think a hand-baked something or a hand-cooked thing, whether it's for a wedding on a Bezos level or if it's just like a family dinner or catching up with friends or someone's hosting you and they say, don't bring a thing. If it's home-baked, people are going to be less like, if you bring a box of favorites or chocolates or whatever, they're going to go, you shouldn't have spent money on that. You know.
See, I'm always a handwritten card kind of person. I love a card.
If I said, come to my house, I'm having dinner, don't bring a thing, and you brought me a card, I'd be like, am I sick?
I mean, for events, Tim. Like,
my house is an event, and you should treat it as such.
A friend of mine's moving house at the minute, and she was like, I love you so much. I know you're going to want to come over and see the place. I'd love you to come. Please don't bring me anything. I've moved so many times. Every time I move, you get me a housewarming gift. You don't need to bring me a gift. I'm still going to get her a card.
I'd rather a plant than a card.
She explicitly said no gifts. Well, this is what I'm asking.
Plant's not a gift because it's alive. It's a responsibility.
Much worse.
Yeah,
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. When you are told do not bring a thing, no gifts, what do you bring instead?
Yeah, what if you had to bring something,
yeah.
What is appropriate, or what is a fair thing to bring?
Do you listen to that to a T and bring absolutely nothing? Because I would feel so uncomfortable showing up with nothing.
I've definitely done the nothing
part. Have you?
I'm so good at doing nothing. Watch me work. You should watch me. You'd learn something.
I'm seeing it happen now.
I know. Again, bask in it. It's not going to be here forever.
Hayley in Grovedale, what do you bring if you're told not to bring anything to an event?
I still have to bring something. So if it's a wedding, I'm doing cash in an envelope. If it's a birthday, maybe like a bottle of wine.
Did you say cash in an envelope? Do you mean, is there a card there or is this just...
Yeah, we have a card.
She just shakes the groom's hand. Put it there.
Doesn't say a word. Okay, sorry for interrupting. So it was a wad of cash in a brown paper bag. What else?
Or a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's good.
A bottle of wine's good.
Yeah.
But yep. is it wrong? It's like one of those things now when you give someone a bottle of wine, it's like, don't assume I'm drinking.
Yeah.
You don't know
well,
me.
Well, see, I felt weird coming to your wedding and only giving you cash. So I gave you cash.
Did you?
Then I, yeah. Do you not remember what I got you for your wedding?
Of course I do.
Go on. What did I get you for your wedding?
It left me speechless. And it's left me speechless yet again, so I can't comment. Because right. I'm just so grateful for
I
you.
Bought Tim and his wife, Haley. I bought them a bottle of their favorite wine, and I put it in a beautiful box.
Oh no, it's in our wedding. Oh yeah, the box. It's in our cabinet in the front of
did
our
house.
Did
you just forget?
No.
Got you that?
No. We had a couple of boxes. I think a few people went to the same company.
Damn it. I thought it was such an original idea.
No, it was for you and the Andrewses. But that's all right. Haley, so you think a bottle of wine, would you go a non-alcoholic bottle just to be safe?
I think, you know, if you're invited to the event, you know the person, so you know if they're a drinker or not, mm-hmm. and you just purchase accordingly.
All right.
True.
If you invited Jess and I over for dinner and one of us brought a bottle of wine and one of us brought homemade cookies, what would you appreciate more?
The wine.
Well, see a counsellor.
My kind of girl.
This is Tim and Jess. Jess, I have asked Ava from the newsroom to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ava and I, we're from two different generations. I've just learned she is 10 years younger than me.
Yes.
So that was a shock, I'll be honest, because I didn't know that was allowed. To be an adult, to be a fully fledged adult
yeah,
who's about to get that, yeah. off her P's
yeah.
and still be an adult.
Remember our old producer was exactly 10 years older than you, and you the
that
way
also
you
didn't
used to
compute.
Berate him for being an old man. And if Ava tried to do that to you.
Don't, it's not nice.
I'm too scared.
But it's when two generations come together with their thoughts on a particular set of issues. That's when I think we can really unite the generations. And I've never felt more united than with Ava and Gen Z.
Yep,
thank you.
Just wanted to double check. Good work, Grandpa. Well done.
I've never felt more united with Ava and that generation other than today, because we had what could only be described as 10 to 15 minute conversation about microwavable rice.
Oh, yeah. Strong opinions.
Okay.
So
I don't know if I have very strong opinions about microwave rice.
Wait until we get into it.
This is the thing. You don't think you do until the conversation starts. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening, start thinking about it. Microwavable rice, 40 seconds is the rice that I had today.
Yeah.
You can have cooked, hot, fluffy rice in 40 seconds.
I always go a minute.
On the 40-second ones, or you buy the minute ones?
No, on the 40-second ones. I just feel like 40 seconds is never enough time. I give it a minute, and then it's right.
Okay. That's not the conversation we want.
You're not going to like what he has to say.
I don't think rice can get made faster. 40 I don't think they could even do a 30-second rice. Like, how fast is going to be the easily, readily available rice that you can buy at the supermarkets? And, like, how low can the time go?
Well, you look at Olympic records. They're always just improving on them a little bit and a little bit. When are we going to reach the maximum of human ability? When are we going to reach the maximum of rice ability?
Can you just turn your microwave up?
Well, I said, I don't know if I want it to get faster, because what are they doing to the rice to make that possible?
That's fair.
What are you adding to my rice?
See, all of a sudden you care about microwavable rice, Jess. I don't have opinions on microwavable rice. I'm better than everyone.
But again, I feel like 40 is not enough. Like, if they would make actual 40-second rice, I'd be impressed.
The 40-second rice I had today, piping hot, burnt the top of my mouth.
Right.
So, I make sure I put it smack bang in the middle of the microwave, mm-hmm. so it's getting its full service of radiation. You know, just
is this the microwaves that don't have the spinny table?
No, I always put it on a spinny.
The spinny table.
But you
one
put
is
it in
superior.
The middle of the spinny table.
But it's still rotating it. Whereas right. the one with no rotating table, that's just copping it.
But I always put it on the very end so it can rotate further.
Well, that's not what you want, because it's spreading, it's moving it too far away. That's why they tell you to put it in the center.
Maybe that's why mine's taking longer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm.
I know. I too have considered you the problem. But I think at most, by the end of the decade, we will see 30-second rice. No faster.
Right.
No faster.
And I don't want it faster. What are they doing to microwaves if they can have that sort of power?
Where do we air fry and rice?
I mean,
have you seen crispy rice salads? They look delicious.
We haven't really gotten to the stage yet of like Back to the Future where we can just press a button and we get
popcorn rice or something.
That would
like
be
that.
Like, what, 3-second rice?
But we don't, like, what other things are they adding in it to make it rice-ish, you know?
I think it's less about the rice and more about the oven.
Maybe.
I think it's more about generations coming together for these kind of conversations. Because again, sure. I'm searching down for Ava's generation, and now Jess, here Ava and I are reaching up to your generation.
Okay, we're someone, the same generation,
someone
my
in their
friend.
Mid-30s. I'm in my early 30s. Someone in their mid-30s. So there's three generations here, all on the same page. Keep rice at 40 seconds. We don't want it any faster. Keep our rice at 40.
Stay consistent.
100%. Ava, well, Jess is just... Are you listening anymore?
Oh, just checking. Google says that the quickest rice is 40 to 90 seconds. So okay. I guess it depends how much rice you have. If you go half of that, do you only have...
Oh, sorry, I don't care anymore. We moved on.
You made Ava me care, and now I care, and you don't want to hear it.
Ava and
so.
I did all this research. Yeah. This is why we don't go to older generations.
No, exactly.
All right.
We're the same generation.
Okay. Sounds like it, Boomer. Tim and Jess.
This is Tim and Jess.
That is Benson Boone there. Sorry, I'm here for someone else. It is 5:25. Tim and Jess here to drive you home on K-Rock this afternoon. I want to talk about that man, Benson Boone.
Right.
Have you seen like stuff online with Benson Boone at the moment where fans are kind of going a bit, we're a bit over you, Benson Boone?
No, I haven't seen this. Okay, so I haven't seen the Benson Boone hate.
Well, it's not hate. It's kind of like a, I think you, maybe a try hard.
Oh,
is the
so
energy.
He's not getting full Katy Perry vibes?
Oh, no, no, no. And remember, he's young. He's new in the in the music industry the last 2 years, really. That's kind of when mainstream, I guess, people are starting to know Benson Boone. Other than his, you know, songs, what's he known for?
The dance moves.
And?
His little jumpsuits.
And?
I don't know. Spinning? Flipping.
Flipping. Thank you. Oh, my God. I thought this was going to be... I did not have to realize I was going to have to walk you so far down Cunningham Pier.
Okay.
We're essentially, it's Smorgies again. Okay. That's how long it's taken. Anyway, he does... He just flips. He just flips with his live shows all the time. He'll be like, anyway, that was a great song. Flip. I'm having a drink of water. Flip, 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 flip. I've seen an interesting theory online of why Benson Boone's getting this weird treatment.
Okay.
And it's the flips.
Oh, like people are like, don't.
Well, I think it's coming across as try hard. It's like, is your music... No- yes, you, we get it. You can do a flip.
Yeah, but like, I mean, Pink's been doing flips in the air for years.
Different kind of flips. Because that's like a trapeze stuff is different. She's flying around Rod Laver Arena 40 times a year.
Yeah.
You know, that's different.
And no one calls her a tryhard.
Yeah, well, it's because she's the greatest musician of all time. Benson Boone's got some work to do. Once you sell out Rod Laver 40 times in 2009, then come talk to me.
Do you think if he flipped in the air, people would be more into it?
No. Because he's flipped too many times standing.
Right.
Here's what I'm saying. Do you remember a big celebrity in the late 2000s, early 2010s? He was in movies, got very popular, started doing flips on talk shows, on presses, on red carpets, and he didn't become what everyone thought was going to be a megastar.
Sean Scott.
Sean Scott. No, Jess, it wasn't Sean Scott. Taylor Lautner.
Oh! Now, Taylor Lautner's still pretty big.
Say it with a chest. I won't. He's not.
He married that other girl named Taylor, and now they're both Taylor Lautner. So he's been up to a lot lately.
Other than that, of him being in the news, can you name one movie or TV show that he's done that you can think of?
Yeah, Twilight Eclipse.
So you're right. He's a massive name that never faded away. But Taylor,
is he doing flips?
Taylor Lautner. I've seen all those videos of him on like... Ellen and like early Jimmy Kimmel and on red carpets in the late 2000s, early 2010s, doing too many flips. Everyone was like, can't make
Are we
on
sure
the flips,
it's the flips?
Taylor.
Or do we think it might be the movie franchise? Because, like, where's Robert Pattinson been lately? You know what I mean?
Batman?
Yeah.
Are you for true? He's one of the most respected actors.
Is he really? Say that with your chest.
He is!
Robert Pattinson is one of the most respected actors of our time.
I feel like I need to get Ava in the newsroom on this. Ava, just with head nods, or just like left hand is Taylor Lautner, right hand is Robert Pattinson. Who's still more mainstream? Right hand, Robert Pattinson. There we go. Ava's punched the roof. Ava is
I'm
in the ceiling.
He's definitely more relevant than Taylor Lautner, but I would argue that neither of them has been a big as they were in Twilight.
Well, luckily for you, I don't value what you say when it comes to the entertainment industry and your opinions on it, because you watch silly movies all the time. Yes?
No.
How many times do you watch Gilmore Girls before you think whoever those names are still famous people?
Okay.
All so I'm saying is, young artists in the industry, stop flipping. If you can flip, that's great. Do it once, twice tops. Don't Boone it. Don't Lautner it. It's a bad
don't
omen.
Don't Patterson it.
Oh, no. All right. Say that with your chest. I'll say something with my chest in a second, Jess.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.